Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 28th day of March, 2023. And first of all, I would like to announce to our listeners a request for prayer for the families of the victims of the recent horrific murder of three adults and 3 9-year-old children at Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. The murderer was a woman, a biological woman, professing to be a transgendered individual, undergoing the process of allegedly becoming a male. And that individual was also, as a younger person, a student at Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, and went into the school, I believe it was yesterday, and murdered 3 adults and 3 9-year-old children. And I just learned that one of the children murdered was the daughter of the senior pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville, the church that hosts Covenant School. So please pray for the families of the murder victims. Please pray even for the family of the murderer. I don't know what the background is of that family. I'm assuming that there's a possibility that family may be professing to be Christian, since they enrolled their daughter, who was the murderer, in that school years ago. But please pray for all involved. What a tragedy this is, and sadly something that doesn't shock us anymore when we hear about it in the media. So please pray for that situation and all of the surviving family members. Today we have on the program a first-time guest who came to me at the highest recommendation of Pete Hegseth, who many of you who listen to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio will likely know that he is a Fox News host. And Pete was on this program, actually, not that long ago. Pete was the keynote speaker at a fundraising banquet on Long Island, New York, for the Grace Christian Academy, which is the school, the classical Christian school, operated by my former church, where I was a member in Merrick, Long Island, Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Merrick, Long Island, before I moved to Pennsylvania. And Pete was the keynote speaker, and I was the master of ceremonies at that fundraiser. And while sitting at the dinner table with Keith, he strongly recommended that I interview my guest today, Chris Durkin, who was Pete's pastor before he relocated to the Nashville, Tennessee area. Chris is pastor of Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey. He's a blogger, And we are going to be addressing today the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crowning jewel of Christian theology. And we're also going to be promoting part two, which is the Easter portion of the Fox Nation documentary hosted by Pete Hegseth and Chris Durkin, The Life of Jesus. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Chris Durkin.
Chris, thank you so much for having me on the broadcast, on this podcast. It's a joy to discuss together what God's Word says about the resurrection of our Lord and our King Jesus Christ. So thank you for this opportunity.
The pleasure is mine, brother. And tell us about Colts Neck Community Church.
We are a Southern Baptist church. We were planted about 50 years ago in what is called Central New Jersey or the Jersey Shore. We're about 20 minutes away from the Atlantic Ocean. And it's an interesting thing in New Jersey because the total population of Southern Baptists is 0.001%. So I was blessed and honored to receive the call to shepherd this flock back in 2010. My wife and I grew up down in South Jersey and always had a heart for New Jersey. We always had a heart for New Jersey, not only as far as where we grew up and what is our home, but also we believe this to be our mission field as well. So we received the call. I received the call back in 2010. And at that time, the church had been through a lot of faithful ministry, but a lot of trials and challenges as well. We had a small gathering, about 25 people that were gathering here for worship. Over the last 12 years, by God's grace, we have seen dozens and hundreds of people come to faith. And it's a joy to serve in an area where New Jersey, as you know, Chris, is not exactly the buckle on the Bible Belt. But
I think it's known as the ring on the pinky finger, isn't it?
Yes. Jersey gets described in a multitude of different ways, which some of them are not entirely appropriate for podcasts. Yeah, so we have, Chris, by God's grace, we have seen a lot of people come to saving faith, saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. And we have people that are from all over the spectrum. So we have, by God's grace, seen many, many Catholics come to know Christ. We have seen many people, especially recently, leave churches that are more of a liberal theological persuasion. We tend to be a church where, whether you're Calvary Chapel or you're coming from a charismatic tradition, this is a wonderful gathering of sinners who have been saved by the perfect grace of Jesus Christ. So hearing Colts Neck, New Jersey, and here in the Jersey Shore, most of the people that gather at Colts Neck Community Church wouldn't describe themselves probably as Southern Baptists. They would all who are born again, Bible-believing Christians. So it's 12 years in, whether it's global pandemics or the hard secular soil of the state that we're called to serve in, it's really been a joy, and God gets all the glory because of his sufficient grace.
Amen. And if anybody wants more details on this fine congregation, Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey, go to coltsneckchurch.com, coltsneckchurch.com, and hopefully I will remember to repeat that information toward the end of the program. And as you may remember, we have a tradition on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Whenever I have a first-time guest, we have that guest give a summary of their salvation testimony that would include the kind of religious atmosphere, if any, in which they were raised, and what kind of providential circumstances our sovereign Lord raised up in their lives that drew them to himself and saved them. And so I'd love to hear your story.
Absolutely. So I grew up down in what is called Southern New Jersey, and I grew up in a Catholic family. It was a nominal Catholic family in the sense that my family had a cultural, religious, and familial tie to Catholicism, but as far as any kind of real devout devotion to Catholicism, it wasn't there, wasn't present, wasn't my experience growing up. My parents knew enough to christen us and to have our first reconciliation, as they say, and we were on the road to confirmation, we being my brother and I. And what happened, Chris, was my parents, they went through a difficult separation and then ultimately a divorce. And from the ashes of a broken family and a broken marriage, our saving Lord revealed his light, his love, his grace, and his mercy. So from that difficult time, and I'm probably about a young teenager around this time, Chris, 13, 14, 15 years old, my mom actually gets invited to another church. So we go, Chris, can you imagine this, from a Catholic church to a charismatic church. I remember the mass. I still remember it. I remember the steps. But can you imagine going from a 45-minute mass to about a two-hour-long charismatic service where all of a sudden you see people lifting their hands. You see people speaking in different tongues. You see people on the ground. My first time I went to this church, Chris, no disrespect, I really did think it was a cult. I would not drink the Kool-Aid after the service.
Very quickly, the first non-Roman Catholic church I experienced, because I was also raised Roman Catholic before my salvation, I was invited to a church service one Wednesday night by my older brother, thinking that he was taking us to a Catholic church service. And it was a tent revival held by Gene Profeta on Long Island. Gene Profeta is the one with the notorious reputation of introducing his secretary, Jessica Hahn, to Jim Baker. And so this 12-year-old Catholic boy, thinking he's going to a Catholic church service, sees people, like you were saying, writhing on the floor and dancing around and speaking in, I never even heard of the concept of speaking in tongues before. And they had an exorcism while I was there. And Pastor Profeta warned the congregation, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, or if you're a parent with small children, flee from this tent immediately, because the demons will leave this young man and enter into your children's souls. So I ran out of there as fast as I could. But sorry for interrupting you, but I just wanted to let you know of some similarities we have there.
Well, yes, I thought I had an interesting experience, but that's pretty interesting. So here's what I always say about, and I'm so grateful for that community, and because it would be in that community, it would be in that church where the pastors did preach the Bible. They did preach the word. I don't consider myself a part of that tradition anymore. But at the same time, I'm so grateful to God, the word of God. But at the same time, my mom gets saved there. So my mom comes to know Christ, and she would tell you all of this if she were on this podcast. But she was making decisions that were not God-honoring. She was making decisions that were not good for me and for my brother. God powerfully, supernaturally saves her. And then all of a sudden, she starts to walk that straight and narrow path. All of a sudden, she starts to talk and speak of Jesus as if there is a true, genuine love and devotion there. We could see the life change, Chris. So I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny what I saw in my mother. I couldn't deny the joy that I saw in these believers, many whom I truly believe, regenerate, born again, saved. But it wouldn't be until I went out to my aunt and uncles out in Missouri. After hearing the word preached over and over and over again, I went out to a youth group out there, and that was about 100 teenagers who were, once again, seemingly born again, passionate about the gospel, saved. And it would be that night that the youth pastor would proclaim the gospel. And I don't remember exactly what he said, Chris, but it was something to the effect that anyone who ever believed Jesus Christ was who he said he was, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, crucified for our sins, risen and reigning, was never again the same. So on the outside, Chris, it looked like everything was fine. I was a good kid, a popular kid, you know, go on to win senior class president, homecoming king. But what nobody knew was on the inside, completely dead in my sin, hollowed, emptied, dark, filled with despair. And it would be in that light that Jesus Christ would shine his grace. And I didn't answer an altar call. I didn't come forward for an invitation. But in my cousin's bedroom that night, Chris, on the He-Man bedsheets, I cried out and I just said, Lord, forgive me for my sin. And his spirit so powerfully worked in my heart and mind that night, Chris. I knew it was true. I knew Jesus was alive. I knew that everything that the Bible said, everything I heard preached about Christ was now true. And I knew there was no going back. So from that moment, as a young teenage man, the Lord captured my heart, saved me, transferred me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I knew it was all true. And I knew that from here on out, in that faith and in that repentance, the Lord was calling me to obedience. And from there, a couple years later, he would call me to serve the local church as a pastor.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. Always love hearing the story of how our Lord has saved his elect. And your story is no different. I just love to hear it. We are going to be discussing things that are connected to each other. We're discussing the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but we're also going to be promoting the Easter portion, part two of the Fox Nation documentary hosted by Pete Hegseth of Fox News and my guest, Chris Durkin. The Life of Jesus is the name of the documentary. And before we go into the core of the topic on the resurrection, this documentary was filmed in Israel. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this was your first trip there?
Yes, it was. First time I had ever been to Israel.
And so tell us about your experiences being there with Pete Hegseth. And I know that when you go to a place like that, not that I've been there, but I've seen many times in documentaries and in other forms of media, tours of Israel and discussions of Israel and the places they call holy sites, there's always a mixture of that which is truly historic. They know where Golgotha was, which I think it's now a parking lot or something like that, where our Lord was crucified. But then you have other things, other places, and it's interesting how there seems to be a little bit of a competition very often between the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholics as to where these sites actually were, where Jesus was born and where other important events took place. So you have your mixture of those things that are certain and historic and those things that are up for question and are possibly just related to legend and so on. Not the events themselves that took place, but the locations. So tell us just about your experience there, and especially as a first-time visitor there, a tourist.
Yeah, I mean, truly remarkable. It truly was a remarkable experience. I tell everyone that even as if you make your visit to Jerusalem, to Israel, you're going to have to deal with some of the tensions. You're going to have to deal with worldly religion. You're going to have to deal with some of these sites and some of these churches and the rampant idolatry that you see as people are bowing down and worshiping, it would seem, these practical little monuments or churches. You're going to see consumerism. You'll see that as well. I mean, to walk the Via Della Rosa today is to walk through a market, to walk through a place where as Jesus, somewhere in that vicinity, carried the cross for my sin as he was on his back carrying the sign of my scorn and shame. Right now you can buy, falafels and Barbies, right? So you have to deal with the consumerism there. And then you also have to deal with, like you mentioned, not knowing entirely where the location was. But with all of that said, Chris, still so powerful. I mean, I remember just getting off the airplane, taking the taxi to the hotel, and thinking to myself, my goodness, so much of what we know to be true in God's holy word happened in this short space, this limited geographical area in the Middle East, in Israel. And just taking the taxi, I was overwhelmed. So it is truly a remarkable experience. And we could go into details as far as what places help you to understand and to see the pages of scripture come alive. I was surprised to see that the places where it seemed like you were stepping directly into the Bible were the ones that really impacted me the most. Like when I went to the Holy Sepulchre, a church that has been around since nearly the third or fourth century, which is truly astounding and remarkable. But because of all the icons and because of all the different ways people are bowing down and worshiping all these things, still powerful. But to be honest, it would be at the Sea of Galilee. It would be on the southern steps, which are still the same southern steps as 2,000 years ago. It would be at the Garden Tomb. It would be areas like where they believe Jesus was whipped and scourged. Those areas where you really feel like you're walking into the pages of scripture without too much worldly religion, without too much consumerism, Chris, it hits you like a ton of bricks. It just does. And you're going to see it in the second half of the documentary. To be in the spot where they believe Jesus was whipped and scourged, you just feel that emotion. You just do. So I highly recommend it to any Christian that's able to go, even despite some of the challenges. It truly is a remarkable experience. And as you're reading your Bible and as you're retracing the steps of Jesus, it gives you vision, it gives you eyes, it gives you places and locations to see what the Bible has always said.
Great. And I know that the website for Fox News is foxnews.com, and there are different areas to click for media and so forth. And also, I know that your congregation, I don't know if this is open to the general public or only to your congregation, but on March 31st, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., you are having an event, The Life of Jesus Part 2, Dinner and Documentary Night. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we're doing a special early screening of the documentary here at the church this Friday night. Pete's going to be in town. He still flies up from Nashville to New York every weekend to do Fox and Friends. So Pete will be in town. He's going to stop by, say hi to the church. Him and Jenny and the kids became such a dear part of this community. It's always a joy to see him again. So we're going to show the three episodes of this documentary, the second half of this documentary, on Friday night. So we'll have a great time of food and fellowship, and we're hoping it's a great opportunity for people to invite others, because Chris, by God's grace, this documentary is so filled with the word and with the gospel. It's a great opportunity to invite people that might not feel comfortable coming to a church service on Sunday, but they might go see a dinner and a documentary. So we're hoping to equip, to edify the body here in Colts Neck, but we're also hoping it's a bridge for somebody to come and watch this documentary and to hear the not only factual, archaeological truths of the documentary, but then, of course, that it would all lead to God's word, which would lead to God's son, so that they might repent and believe.
Amen. And if you want more details on this event, The Life of Jesus Part 2, Dinner and Documentary Night on March 31st, that's this Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey, go to coltsneckchurch.com/events, coltsneckchurch.com/events. And do you have any other way that people can RSVP for this?
Yes, if they're local, they could call the office. You can call our office, 732-462-0772, or just come. The first time we showed the documentary back at Christmas, we were nervous about feeding everybody. We're just going to pack them in. We'll figure out the food later. Even if people can't make it for dinner, if you're in the area, you want to stop by at 7 p.m., we'll try to find a seat for you in the sanctuary. But really excited not only to have a night where we can watch the documentary, but then also to gather on Sunday for Palm Sunday to wave those palm branches and shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, our Lord saves. Lord willing, Chris, it's going to be a wonderful weekend of ministry.
And do you know when the documentary will actually be available to the general public globally on Fox Nation?
Palm Sunday, I believe. So I think they're going to upload it to Fox Nation on Palm Sunday. And usually they have a trial if people don't want to subscribe, but they kind of want to just get a feel for what's available on Fox Nation. And a lot of what's on Fox Nation is very, very appropriate and good for families. Obviously, a lot of cultural, political issues. But there's plenty of things for Christian families on Fox Nation. For Christmas, I haven't heard word yet. They usually don't know these things too far in advance, believe it or not. But at Christmas, they actually showed an edited version of it on Fox News at 10 p.m. So Lord willing, that'll also happen next week. But I don't have any details about that yet. But people can watch it as soon as Palm Sunday, this Sunday, if they want to download Fox Nation, subscribe. You'll really be encouraged and blessed, I believe, by watching this documentary. It will once again remind you of the power of the gospel, the archaeological, historical, factual truths of our faith. And then my hope is that as they watch us in the Holy Land, it'll give them greater confidence in God's holy word.
Also, before I forget to announce it later, I want to let our listeners know that if you want to, at some point after this live broadcast, listen to the interview I conducted on September 26th of last year with Pete Hegseth on his book, Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, ironsharpensironradio.com, and type into the search engine Hegseth. I can assure you he is the only person I've ever interviewed with that name. So his interview will be the only one that comes up, Pete Hegseth, H-E-G-S-E-T-H. And I hope that you enjoy that interview. We're going to our first commercial break right now. Just to let you know, Chris, since we didn't have time to discuss this before the live broadcast, you are not going to hear the commercials. So don't worry that you are kicked off the air or something. There's going to be a long 10-minute or so pause of silence on your end. Everybody else listening hears the commercials. You will not. And it might be wise for you to mute your microphone because every single noise you make will be magnified like a million times during this commercial break. And you'll hear me return to the program when we are back to our live discussion. And if you have a question about the resurrection that you would like to ask Pastor Chris Durkin, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. As always, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Durkin right after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnzen and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to thestandardbeardcare.com, where the standard is the standard.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking Podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck, at First Baptist Church in Lindale, Texas. and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio this mind-blowing deal. Anyone in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience who purchases jewelry from RoyalDiadem.com valued at $100 or more will make sure that will further ensure that the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio will receive 100% of the profits from that sale, whether it's just an item, a jewelry item that they have in stock already valued at $100 or more, or if you are having a custom design piece of jewelry created, like an engagement ring, or like turning your church logo, or your seminary logo, your denomination logo, your parachurch ministry logo, whatever it is that your imagination can conjure up and your creativity can help to develop, RoyalDiadem.com will take what's in your brain and turn it into a stunning, mind-blowing, gorgeous piece of jewelry. I've seen what they do firsthand. I have seen the necklace pendant, the cross necklace pendant with the crown of thorns that they created for one of the sons of the woman who led me to Christ a couple of years ago. And it is absolutely stunning. And Joe, the recipient of that pendant, was just totally blown away and in awe of this piece of jewelry that they created with such mastery and artisanship. They are the place to go if you're having custom designed jewelry created for yourself or someone else that you love. And you can be a double blessing, because not only will you be blessing yourself or the person for whom you are purchasing this jewelry, but you're blessing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, because as I said, we will receive 100% of the profits from that sale if you mention that you purchased this or had the custom designed jewelry created because of hearing about this jewelry store, RoyalDiadem.com, from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RoyalDiadem.com. Please visit that website soon. We have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on this amazing offer where we get 100% of the profits as long as you mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RoyalDiadem.com. We are now back with Chris Durkin, pastor of Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey. He's a blogger, and he's also the co-host of the Fox Nation documentary hosted by Pete Hegseth, The Life of Jesus. And we are talking today about the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crowning jewel of Christian theology. The issue of the resurrection, as you know full well, Chris, is a vital one. In fact, if you go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, we read, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And obviously a core element of that whole concept from the God-breathed words of Scripture, coming through the writing of the Apostle Paul, is that you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So this is no trivial area of Christian faith, or it's not an area of secondary or tertiary importance. There are, tragically, as you know, liberal apostate denominations that still wear the name Christian on their shingle that they hang outside, who even celebrate Easter. And they may even celebrate Easter with great pageantry and musical productions that may put Broadway to shame. And yet, many of these same houses of so-called worship, which are really synagogues of Satan, deny the very thing that they claim to be celebrating, the bodily resurrection of Christ. But if you could continue on why this is such a profound and vital area of Christian belief and life.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if we turn to Chris, we turn to 1 Corinthians 15. The Bible, God's word, places it all on the resurrection. So it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12, I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with this passage. The Bible says, "Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." And then verse 17, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins." So the simple truth is that if Jesus Christ did not raise, if there is no resurrection, then there should not be any Christianity at all. The Bible puts it all on the risen, reigning Lord. The Bible says that without the resurrection of Christ, our preaching is in vain. So, Chris, that simply means all those biblical principles, all those promises, apart from Jesus Christ's resurrection, would mean nothing. And then the Bible says, without the resurrection of Christ, our faith is in vain, meaning that without the resurrection, there would be no Christianity at all. We should close our doors. We should close our churches. If Christ did not rise, Chris, then the cross was the end of the story. Like John MacArthur put it, he said, without the resurrection, Jesus' death becomes the heroic death of a noble martyr or the pathetic death of a madman or the execution of a fraud. Meaning that, Chris, if Christ only died, then he also lied. If Christ only died, he also lied, because throughout his ministry, he said these events would happen. He said he would go to Jerusalem. He said he'd be betrayed. He said he would be crucified, but then he said repeatedly, not just to his disciples, but even to his detractors, that on the third day he would rise. So not only is our preaching futile, is our faith futile, are we still dead in our sins, but then the actual character of Christ is impugned because it makes him out to be a liar. So in the resurrection, the Bible places the entirety of Christian truth.
Amen. And isn't it also extremely important that a right and biblically correct understanding of that resurrection is taught? You have cults like the Jehovah's Witnesses who believe that it was some kind of a phantom body, a spirit body that rose up from the tomb after Christ died. You have even among conservative evangelicals, some who have been titled or labeled hyper-preterists, who seem to call into question what kind of body it was that Jesus Christ was raised in. And this is a vital aspect about, you can't just say, I believe that Christ rose. It has to be his actual physical body that you're referring to. Am I correct?
Absolutely. So the witness of Scripture, the witness of Scripture is completely committed to not just a historical resurrection, not just a literal resurrection, not just a factual resurrection, but a bodily resurrection. That this wasn't Jesus's spirit emanating. No, he was risen in a new bodily form, right? He's the firstborn from among the dead, but he was risen. He's still bearing the scars of his crucifixion today. As 1 Corinthians 15 also says, he appeared to 500 of the brothers, more than 500 of the brothers. He enjoyed meals with his disciples, Thomas, in that room when all the disciples were hiding in fear. Doubting Thomas, as we say, became declaring Thomas. Thomas, who put his hands in Jesus's side and felt the real wounds there, who put his fingers in Jesus's hands and felt the scars there. Doubting Thomas becomes declaring Thomas, and at the end of John's gospel says, my Lord and my God. So the resurrection is so important, and I like how you described it. It's a crown jewel. And in the same way a jeweler will put a diamond in front of a dark black backdrop, when we see the diamond that is the gospel and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not only does it shine so brightly against the dark, bleak backdrop of sin and death, but when you look at a diamond, it refracts in so many different ways, Chris. So there's so many different aspects that help us not only understand what the Bible says about the resurrection, but what it means for us. Yes, we need to believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The New Testament proclaims it. So yes, we are beholden to it, and it's a glorious truth.
Yeah, isn't one of the reasons why this is so essential is that it is proof positive that Jesus, in his propitiatory sacrifice on Calvary, where he bore the sins of his people on the cross, and I love the way that it has been phrased that our sins have been imputed to Christ and Christ's righteousness have been imputed to us. The great exchange. I love that phrase, the great exchange. If Christ had not risen from the dead, there would be no reason to believe he had victory over death. Am I right?
Amen. Yeah. So, and I think most Christians are familiar with the victory of Christ, but the Bible also proclaims that the resurrection is the vindication of Christ, and his resurrection is a vicarious resurrection. So victory of Christ, Chris, clearly means that Jesus Christ has overcome. Jesus Christ has not only overcome what you and I could not. Jesus Christ has overcome what no prophet or apostle could accomplish. Jesus Christ has overcome what no world, global, religious leader or king has ever accomplished. Jesus Christ has overcome the grave. Jesus Christ is alive. When death comes, death was the undefeated champion. Death reigned and ruled ever since the Garden of Eden. Jesus Christ has overcome not only death, but he's victorious over our sin, paying its full penalty, declaring that saving, atoning, propitiatory work, it is finished, but then also has crushed the head of that serpent, and yes, now gives victory to all who believe. But the beautiful diamond crown jewel, like you said, of the resurrection is that it's not just victory, it's vindication, meaning that when Jesus rose, it was the yes and amen that said that everything Jesus ever said about his claims, his identity, his nature as the Son of God, the resurrection, Chris, is the yes and amen to say it's all true. Everything Christ said about himself is all true. And then lastly, it's vicarious. So that means simply this, that when Jesus Christ died, he didn't just die. He died in our place for our sins, that there is a vicarious, like you said, like the reformers said, great exchange. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 20 and 21, he who knew no sin became sin so we might become the righteousness of God. So how powerful it is that not only, and most Christians, if you are a Christian, you should believe this, Jesus, the Passover lamb, died for my sin and for your sin and for the sins of those who call upon his name, but he also rose vicariously for us as well. And that's why Romans chapter 6 is so helpful in this regard. Romans 6, 1 through 4, speaking of baptism, says, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized in his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So, Chris, in the end, it's victory, it's vindication, and in Christ's resurrection, that is our hope of resurrection as well.
Amen. And we have to go to our midway break right now. Please be patient with us, folks, as the midway break is always a little longer than the other breaks because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of the show because the FCC requires of them to localize this program geographically to Lake City, Florida. And they do so with their own public service announcements and other local things they announce in the middle of the show. We simultaneously, however, air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely. Not only write down questions for our guest today, Chris Durkin, but also please write down the contact information for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to our advertisers, keeping in mind that we cannot exist without the financial support of our advertisers. So if you'd like to also send in your question to Chris Durkin, remember it's chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshiped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com.
or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnton is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a long-time partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read.
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, make your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs, solid-ground-books.com. They bring back into print and also publish for the first time nothing but the finest in Christian literature dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our modern day, including such contemporary authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So visit solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously, always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before we return to my guest today, Chris Durkin, pastor of Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey, and co-host along with Pete Hegseth of the Fox Nation documentary, The Life of Jesus, I just have a couple of important announcements to make. First of all, if you love this show, folks, and you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, mailing in a physical check to a physical address the old-fashioned way, well, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private practice like a law firm or a medical practice, or perhaps it's just a special event that you're having, whatever it is, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign because we're just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. The giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has plummeted ever since the mandates, the unconstitutional mandates enforced upon our citizens, both at a federal and local level. And ever since that happened, the giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has apparently plummeted and never bounced back. So we really need your help more than ever now if we are to remain on the air. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, if you're a man in ministry leadership, I want to remind you that Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is having our next Iron Sharpens Iron Radio free pastor's luncheon on Thursday, April 13th, that's the Thursday after Easter, to be held at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. This is absolutely free of charge, and my guest speakers are Banner of Truth author Dr. William Webster, who is also a pastor in Battleground, Washington, and his co-author, Reverend David T. King, who is also a pastor in Katy, Texas. Not only are you going to be fed spiritually by Dr. Webster and Reverend King, and physically by the lunch that you're going to be served, absolutely free, everyone in attendance is going to be leaving with a very heavy sack of free, brand new books, personally selected by me, that have been donated by Christian publishers all over the United States and the United Kingdom. So that should be a deal breaker for you if you're able to get to Loysville, Pennsylvania on Thursday, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This pastor's luncheon has been conducted by me since the 1990s, even long before I had my own radio show. It was the brainchild of my precious late wife, Julie. And Julie said that since I had an unusually high percentage of friends who were pastors, since I was involved in Christian radio at that time, I was just an account executive before having my show. And she said, why don't we every Christmas, instead of exchanging gifts, use that money to treat your pastor friends to lunch? And that began in the 1990s and has grown and grown. And now we're doing two luncheons a year. And since my wife has gone home to eternal rest with Jesus Christ in paradise, I now continue to conduct these luncheons in tribute to her and in lovely, loving memory and honor of her. So I hope that as many of you listening will attend Thursday, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Lloydsville, Pennsylvania. The 3 days following that, those two same speakers, Dr. William Webster and Reverend David T. King, will be conducting a 3-day Bible conference, also free of charge, at a different church, Grace Bible Fellowship Church of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The theme of the 3-day conference is the gospel removed by Rome, rescued by the reformers, and rejected by modern evangelicals. That's absolutely free as well. If you want to register for either or both of these events, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put luncheon and or conference in the subject line, and let me know how many people will be attending either or both of those events. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey, I have extensive lists spanning the globe of biblically faithful churches, and I've helped many people in our audience in all parts of the world find churches, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. If that's you, if you don't have a church home that's biblically faithful, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Pastor Chris Durkin on the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crowning jewel of Christian theology. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. Pastor Chris, we have an anonymous listener. The anonymous listener says, "I have friends who are in the Oneness Pentecostal and Word of Faith Pentecostal cults, and they believe that Jesus Christ was tortured physically in hell before raising from the dead. Apparently, they get this no doubt in a misreading of the Apostles' Creed, where it teaches that Christ descended into hell. And then also in Ephesians 4, verse 9, it says in most English translations that Christ descended first to the lower parts of the earth, which most scholars that I'm familiar with just believe refers to the grave. How do you respond to this dangerous heresy?"
Yes, I think it's very, very important to affirm what the Bible affirms, to understand what is clear, and then to see things that you might not believe to be clear through the lens of what is absolutely clear. So we could think of even the moment where Jesus Christ is crucified, and you have that fateful moment where the thief crucified next to Christ, and Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." So to think that Jesus Christ descended into hell to be tortured by demons, even that imagery is awful. But to think that he descended into hell by some misreading of Ephesians chapter 4 or the Apostles' Creed, I think what's important to understand is that sometimes the Old Testament and sometimes the New will describe death as a place of Sheol, will describe the grave as a place that is synonymous with the place of the undead. To describe Jesus going down and being tortured by demons is a very, very, very difficult and disturbing biblical doctrine to suggest. I think what we need to proclaim is that Jesus Christ paid the penalty in full for our sin, and there was no need for him to be tortured by demons to do this. As we mentioned in the first half hour or the first hour of this broadcast, Chris, Jesus proclaimed, "It is finished," that atoning work was accomplished on the cross. There was no needed additional atoning work to be done in hell, that Jesus Christ did it all on the cross. So I think it's very, very dangerous. And whenever you have a one-ism movement that denies the very nature of the Trinity itself, then that creates all kinds of red flags as far as what kind of other dangerous, unbiblical interpretive license they're going to take with some of these other things that supposedly people have taught throughout church history.
Yes, and it's also a complete misunderstanding of what hell is. There is right. the fictitious understanding of hell that perhaps was perpetuated by Dante's Inferno and the paintings associated with that, where Satan and the demons are ruling in hell. That's not the case. Satan and the demons are going to be tortured for eternity in hell. In fact, hell was prepared for them, even though, of course, damned human beings who have not been saved by the blood of Christ will go there too. But it was primarily a torture chamber prepared for the devil and his angels. So this concept of Jesus, in fact, I was so disappointed. I'm not going to mention the very well-known Christian theater, but I saw a play on the resurrection of Christ that included this concept of, after Jesus' death, he was tied to a chair and blindfolded as demons danced around him, whipping him, and Satan laughing in his presence. This never happened, and that's a total rewriting of what the Bible means about eternal death and eternal torment in hell. Am I right?
Yeah, and this is why any creed needs to come under the authority of Holy Scripture. And this is also why we have to be very discerning. Listen, I'm part of a documentary. They use imagery of Jesus. You have to be very, very discerning as far as your knowledge of God's word and the power of pictures, the power of images and demonstrations of the gospel accounts. And I have conversations with our people about this all the time, because oftentimes our folks don't know where the movie starts and God's word begins. So to present that at a Christian theater is to plant in believers' minds something that not only doesn't happen in Scripture, but that is so powerful because we are so visual that it'll get implanted. And many of the people that'll see that will actually think that, well, that must have really happened. Very, very dangerous. So Christians have to be discerning. Even as I'm not against depictions of Jesus, let it be straight from God's word. Let it be straight from Holy Scripture.
Amen. By the way, Anonymous, if you are a first-time questioner, you have won a free new American Standard Bible, compliments of the publishers of the NASB, and also compliments of our friends at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, one of our sponsors, who will be shipping that Bible out to you at no cost to you or to us, if indeed you are a first-time questioner. So let us know if you are, and we will trust your response to that. And we'll have that shipped out to you as soon as we get your address. We have Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who asks, what is the correct understanding of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, which reads, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all time, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he also went and made proclamation to the spirits in prison." Those last words are the words that confuse me. What exactly does that mean?
Yes, and this is another verse connected to the previous question by the anonymous question asker, is to say, well, when Jesus pronounces this, or the Bible says in 1 Peter 3 that Jesus pronounced this, does it mean once again that he descended into hell like the creed says? I think you have to be careful. I think you have to be careful because once again, this proclamation of Jesus's victory to those who are lost in darkness does not necessarily mean that he had to descend and to be tortured in hell. So what we can see in scripture is that, like you mentioned earlier, Chris, is that God is sovereign not only over heaven, God is sovereign over hell. That there is a certain understanding of hell, the nature of hell. God created it for Satan and his demons. And tragically, there are many and many, many throughout the generations that reject Christ and are there as well. What we have to understand is that if Jesus were to descend into hell, it's not as if Satan reigns there. God reigns there. They already know that God reigns and rules there. So I think to understand this is to once again understand that sometimes the Bible is speaking of that place as if a place where it's just about those who are dead in their sin, those that truly need to be regenerate, truly need to be saved, truly need to know the resurrecting power of Jesus. So I think anything beyond that, we have to be cautious, even though it's a great question to ask. And there are many faithful Bible scholars that will take a different nuance in that, but you have to interpret what is not always clear through what is absolutely clear. And we have to be careful about suggesting that Jesus Christ was tormented in hell, even as his proclamation went forth to those who are dead in sin.
Amen. Yes, the ultimate wrath or torture that Jesus Christ experienced, even above and beyond the nails that went through his hands and feet on Calvary's cross by Roman soldiers, and also, of course, even prior to that, the scourging at the pillar and so forth. But the ultimate torture was when his father poured his wrath upon Christ in our stead, which made that a propitiatory sacrifice, where that wrath that we deserved was turned away from us and taken upon voluntarily by Christ himself. So the devil and his demons need not add anything to that. No Christian is ever going to experience the torment that Jesus did, that indescribable torment of the Father's wrath on that cross.
Amen. And once again, just because the power of creeds, as far as, and I'm not against creeds per se, I'm not against theological statements, I'm not against like the Heidelberg Confession or the Westminster Confession. I mean, these are very, very helpful and very, very powerful tools to teach our faith. But at the same time, when it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, we are so probably used to thinking prison means hell because of creeds or different enactments of Jesus's death. But no, I mean, if you read the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, for example, when it talks about how Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has come in the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy to liberate the captives. This is not speaking specifically of Jesus breaking into a literal prison, but he is going to deliver those who have been enslaved in their sin. So Jesus Christ did take the wrath of God. It's very, very important for Christians to understand that not only did Jesus save us from our sin and from death, and also from Satan, but Jesus came to save us from the wrath of God. And this was all God's goodwill, that God could only save us from God, that we needed to be saved, yes, from our wrath, but from his due just penalty and from an eternity in hell. So Jesus Christ took our place on the cross, and he is our propitiation. He took the full wrath of God. So our judgment day, if we could put it this way, Chris, is not future, it is past. Jesus Christ took my sin, our sin, whoever trusts and believes in Christ, on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Amen. And we have Joseph in South Central Pennsylvania who asks, in what way did your trip to Israel with Pete Hegseth challenge or impact your faith, and did you learn anything that you did not previously know?
That is a great question. Well, I think because you're walking in the literal steps where Jesus walked. Clearly, I mean, if you wanted to read For example, Peter, when he talks about how in his epistles, looking back on his life, his ministry, his experience with Jesus, he says that he was not only ear witnesses, but eyewitnesses. And yet what is even more sure is God's prophetic word. So I encouraged our viewers of the first part of the documentary to say, okay, if you can't be here in the Holy Land, trust God's inspired, sufficient, holy word. Because what we have here, Peter says, is even more reliable than what you could see and hear in the Holy Land. With that said, Chris, my goodness, I think to see the beauty of Galilee and so much of Jesus's ministry happened in Galilee, and to see that even on Galilee, you could see the slope where Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount or the Garden of Gethsemane, to actually be in the garden where Jesus was sweating so profusely, it was like drops of blood. And he's just a stone throw away, Chris, from the temple. I mean, I didn't envision that. I thought it was some kind of detached, distant thing. When Jesus Christ is on his face and he's sweating droplets of blood, he is looking to Jerusalem. He sees where he's going to be betrayed. He sees where he's going to be crucified. So to see it spatially with your own eyes not only helps the pages of scripture have a picture, but then you see how it's all interconnected, Chris. It really is remarkable. I encourage all your listeners, if they have the means, if they have the ability, to go make that trip, because in the end, once again, it'll encourage and equip, and it'll help their confidence that God's word, as it always has been, always will be, is entirely infallibly true.
Now, at the risk of sounding like I may be offending you and Pete, and that's far from what my intent is, but just to clarify to our listeners, isn't there a danger when people exalt too highly pilgrimages such as this, or visits or vacations or tours, when they almost look at that as in a sacramental fashion, that this is something that makes them a better Christian? Something that they would not be as a child of God had they not visited there. Now, I'm not talking about how this may bring joy to one's heart, may educate people, and all the things that you just mentioned. But can we not overstate or exalt things like this too highly?
Absolutely. And that's why it's very, very important that we have to emphasize God's holy word, right? Over and over and over again. Because this is not like Islam, where this is literally one of their pillars of faith, right? We're not required to make our pilgrimage to quote-unquote Mecca. And here's the reality, Chris. There really is not that big of a regenerate, Bible-believing Christian presence in Jerusalem, in Israel. I mean, there's pockets, there's a remnant, but that's what's most shocking, right? I don't even know if you've heard about recently the legislature that was attempted to be passed in Jerusalem that would outlaw Christian preaching. When I talk to Messianic Jews there, those are the people that are struggling the most, because not only are they Jews who believe in Yeshua, Jesus, Messiah, but they don't seem to have a home, because in the minds of the Jews there, and we should pray for them, pray that they would come to know Christ as Messiah, but they actually look at Messianic Jews, quote unquote, with more reproach than they do for Gentile Christians. So it's very, very hard to be a Messianic Jew believer in Jerusalem. So the irony, of course, is that there's people walking through Jerusalem right now that don't know Jesus. They could spend years and decades and an entire lifetime in what is called, quote unquote, the Holy Land, and never know the Holy One, never say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So I think it's a joy, like you said, that's a good way to describe it. We have to be careful. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain wisdom in kind of tempering our language to say, all right, unless you go, you'll never understand the Bible. No, mercy. There's no way that's true. You can understand more about God's word in New Jersey or in Pennsylvania or wherever your listeners might be listening than people that are currently living in the very place where Jesus lived, died, and rose again.
Yes, an interesting story that I heard years ago when Baruch Ma'oz visited the church where I was a member and preached there. He is a native-born Israeli Christian, and he was at the time pastoring a Grace and Truth Christian congregation in Tel Aviv. And he was having, the church there was having a major event that was involving the mailing out of invitations to many people, many citizens across Israel. And somehow some rabbis got a hold of the letter, and they photocopied the stationery and had sent out their own letter that the event was canceled. When the church found out about this, they were able to make numerous phone calls alerting people to the fact that the cancellation was a forgery. And then when the rabbis realized that this attempt to ruin the event was backfiring, they sent dump trucks of manure that were spread all over the parking lot and thrown at the building. And the thing that again backfired is that the non-Christian neighbors of that church, Israelis who were not believers in Christ, they were so mortified by what would happen that they assisted the church in cleaning up the mess. So again, you have another backfiring, and Jesus's plan moves forward no matter what human beings may do to thwart it. We're going to our final break, which is going to be a lot more brief than the other breaks. So if you would like to send in a question, we do have a number of people waiting to have their questions asked and answered by Chris Durkin. But if you want to get in line, I would suggest highly that you send in your question as quickly as possible, because we are running out of time. Our email address, again, is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. And please, again, try to only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you disagree with your own church about something, and something that we're discussing about the resurrection, and you don't want to identify yourself at this point. Things like that, I can understand that. You might even be a pastor and you disagree with your own elders or denomination. But if it's just a general question, please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureComm Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureComm Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureComm Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We are devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnzen and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
Such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from a tie in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Scott Brown here. I hope you can join me and Chris Arntzen at the Chief End of Man Conference in Ridgecrest, May 4 through 6. The Chief End of Man Conference is a national conference of church and family life which exists to proclaim the sufficiency of Scripture. At this conference, you'll hear Paul Washer, Joel Beakey, Scott Aniel, Josh Bice, and lots of other great preachers, some of my favorite preachers. And also, we're having a pre-conference. It's a singles conference, May 3 and 4, just before our big national conference. I hope you can come. For more information, go to churchandfamilylife.com. churchandfamilylife.com. Hope to see you there.
Yes, I hope to see you there in Ridgecrest, North Carolina for this conference. I intend to be there, and I would love to see Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners there, especially those that I have never before met. I wanted to make a brief announcement about the Historical Bible Society, whose ads you hear every day in this program. That is the ministry of Daniel P. Bettafuoco, attorney at law, where he has a vast collection of rare and priceless Bibles and Christian books of antiquity that he brings with them to churches and schools and other organizations to put them on display, and also give a lecture on how we received the Bible from the original languages into the English language. Well, don't forget that Daniel P. Bettafuoco is also a personal injury attorney. So if you are the victim of a very serious personal injury or medical malpractice circumstance, please call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. He handles cases in all 50 states, and he is very much responsible for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air through his financial support. We're back with our interview with Chris Durkin on the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crowning jewel of Christian theology. And we have a question from Thomas in West Islip, New York. And Thomas asks, can you please explain this text in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50? Now I say this, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. How does this text remain compatible with the fact that Jesus Christ raised in a physical body, the same body with which he walked the earth prior to his execution on Calvary and resurrection?
Yes, absolutely. That is a wonderful question. So I think what we have to remember is that Jesus, as we mentioned in the first hour of this broadcast, Chris, was that his resurrection, as the Bible proclaims, as the gospel has always proclaimed, is a literal and bodily resurrection. And even as Jesus Christ is risen, Jesus Christ is also the firstborn from among the dead. That there is something about his resurrection that is also about how he, through his victory over death, is also a prototype of our resurrected bodies. So we have to be careful, because even as the perishable cannot inherit the imperishable, or the, like it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, as our friend said, for this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. That the vision of the book of Revelation is that we are dwelling in a new heavens and new earth, and we are given new bodies. So there is a certain amount of mystery here. Our minds can't fully comprehend it. And at the same time, we will not be detached ethereal spirits in God's presence. We will be given a new body in the new heavens and the new earth. And Jesus Christ is this firstborn from among the dead. Jesus Christ in his resurrected body is also how he gives life to us in the new heavens and the new earth.
Excellent answer. And I would like you now to summarize all the information that you need to provide for our listeners on watching the documentary, the Easter portion, part two of the Fox Nation documentary hosted by you and Pete Hegseth, The Life of Jesus.
Yeah, we would love our your listeners to check out the documentary. We really think you'll be blessed and encouraged by it, most of all because it will, as much as we were able to teach the Bible, proclaim the gospel, it is a wonderful opportunity not only to learn about those historical sites in Jerusalem and in Israel, but to try to understand God's word even better. And that was my true passion for doing it. And Chris, what a joy it is to be on Iron Sharpens Iron and to talk about the resurrection. Listen, I love how D.A. Carson once said it. There's nothing we're facing that a good resurrection can't fix. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing we're facing that the hope of the gospel, new life in Christ, as proclaimed in every faithful church, every Lord's Day, but then sometimes we're given the opportunity to do it through documentaries. That's our hope, that people would have hope in the risen Christ. There's nothing a good resurrection can't fix.
Well, you know, Pete Hegseth was not exaggerating when he told me at that dinner table at the fundraising banquet where he was the keynote speaker and I was the MC, when he said how sharp you are, and when he said that not only did he want me to interview you, but he said he wouldn't have done the documentary on Fox Nation without you. Now I know why, and I'm fully convinced that he was not using hyperbole now. And I look forward to you returning to this program soon and often. And I want to repeat the information. If you want to watch the documentary on Fox Nation, you can go to foxnews.com/media, and then you just keep checking around for where you can watch the Fox Nation documentary that we've been discussing. And also, if you want to go to the Life of Jesus Part 2 dinner and documentary night at the Colts Neck Community Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey, go to coltsneckchurch.com/events. coltsneckchurch.com/events, and you'll see right at the top that the Life of Jesus Part 2 dinner and documentary night is right there. I want to thank you so much, Chris, for being such an extraordinary guest. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write in questions. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Amen, Chris. Thanks for having me on, brother. A true blessing.
Thank you for coming on.